Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
The Feast of Saints Simon and Jude, Apostles, October 28th. Today's theme, Successful Faith in a Family of Sinful Saints. You and I are members of the same imperfect household. It's a growing family, and often it's a squabbling family, because it not only includes the perfected saints in heaven, but also the unfinished saints who still live on earth. In the first reading from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 to 22, St. Paul says that we form a building, the foundation of which is the apostles and prophets. The capstone is Jesus, and he keeps our church from falling apart, despite our human failings, divisions, and weaknesses. In our gospel reading today from Luke chapter 6, verses 12 through 16, Jesus discerns which of his disciples should be trained as future leaders of the church. Today we celebrate the sainthood of two: Simon, who was called a zealot because he was zealous about obeying both Jewish law and Canaanite law, and Jude, or Judas, the son of James and a relative of Jesus. They are both good examples of how Christians can be so imperfect, yet so very effective in ministry. Jude had a pastoral approach to ministry. He wrote his New Testament letter after experiencing hardships in his ministry. His letter includes a strong encouragement to persevere in difficulties. However, he didn't always have this wisdom. Look at him in the Last Supper of Jesus. He tried to convince Jesus to show himself to the whole world after his resurrection. Wouldn't that have made Jude's work as an evangelizer much easier? Successful ministry is neither easy nor convenient, and praise God for that. It's the trials and hardships, when used for the glory of God, that produce the compassion, the pastoral approach, that's found in those who are leader servants like Christ. Simon had a legalistic approach to ministry. He promoted scrupulous obedience to religious and civil laws. But he learned that the law of love is the bottom line and the highest goal of all other laws, rules, and regulations. Jesus taught him that a successful evangelizer meets people where they're at and then lovingly invites them to conversion. Whenever we look at any church law from the angle of its loving benefits, we can lead others directly to those benefits without forcing obedience through scolding and threats of hell. Legalistic obedience doesn't convert hearts to God's love. Compassionate outreach produces a humble response, which then opens the sinner to learn the real value of church laws, which then produces obedience. This is the evangelization strategy we're witnessing in Pope Francis. We all belong to an imperfect household, but the church has survived more than 2,000 years of scandals and divisions and other human failings because Jesus is the capstone. We are all at different stages of holiness and spiritual growth, but we are equally siblings in God's family, held together by the united presence of Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. Hey, St. Jude, Jesus is showing himself to the whole world post-resurrection.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.